I'm Josh Harrison, and this is a University of Winnipeg historical moment. The year is 1894. A brief Google search of that year will reveal that it was a year with many magnificent events. William Kennedy Dixon patented motion picture films. On March 12th, Coca-Cola is sold in bottles for the first time. June 24th, the President of France was assassinated. Alfred Dreyfus, of the famous Dreyfus Affair, is convicted of treason, and in the small city of Winnipeg, nestled in the heart of the country of Canada, Wesley Hall is constructed. Oh yes, 1894 was a very good year. One of the oldest educational facilities in Winnipeg, Wesley Hall was originally constructed as a theological and liberal arts institute in a Methodist setting. This building, unique in its setting, coupled with the modern architecture of present downtown Winnipeg, is also significant because it is one of the most pristine extant examples of Richardsonian Romanesque architecture. Named after Henry Hobson Richardson, this architecture style was a renaissance of Roman architecture, part of the Romanesque Revival movement. Let's explore this style of architecture by inspecting Wesley Hall. First, you'll notice the massing of the structure. The massing refers to the arrangement of the shapes. Different arrangements create different massings. In Richardsonian Romanesque architecture style, Wesley Hall's squat triangular construction, the arrangement of the shapes, such as the cylindrical and octagonal towers, and the towering four stories of brick, create a massing that conveys strength and simplicity. Upon closer examination, we find that the walls also follow the style of Richardsonian Romanesque architecture with the application of rustication. The outside faces of the bricks that construct the walls are left rough and imposing. This conveys an impression of strength to the building. The texture of this building, that rough, aggressive cut of rock, is called rustication, and is another element of Richardsonian Romanesque architecture. This is made more significant by the juxtaposition of bands of smooth-cut rock, a contrast that further illuminates the ruggedness of these rusticated walls. If we approach the entrance to the building, we find yet another example of Richardsonian Romanesque architecture. To enter the building, we must pass beneath a Richardsonian Romanesque arch to a recessed door. This is, again, a trademark of this architectural style. The steep pitch of the roof, with little overhang, peppered with decorative chimneys, punctured by cylindrical tower tops, clawing at the sky, is also a trademark element of this architectural style. Finally, the Masonic designs that border the windows with sunbursts is another element of Richardsonian Romanesque architecture. Indeed, Wesley Hall is not only historical because of its significance to the University of Winnipeg, it also represents a connection to this historical and magnificent architectural style, known as Richardsonian Romanesque. I'm Josh Harrison, and this was a University of Winnipeg historical moment.